Hoyer back, looking, lobbing. Hawkins is wide open, caught it! He's down to the 11-yard line with 6 seconds left.
Hope you loved the 26-24 Browns win over the New Orleans Saints as Billy Cundiff hits near the gun. Michael Regatta, Jerod Cherry. Let's check in with Nathan Zagura as he's joined by young fella that caught the football big time today. Nathan with Andrew Hawkins. Gentlemen.
Thanks, Michael. Here with the Browns leading receiver for the second straight week, Andrew Hawkins. 6 catches, 70 yards in the game, but none bigger than the 28-yarder that put the Browns in position at the 11-yard line to kick the field goal to win this game. Hawk, what happened on that play?
They gave us, I think, a zero coverage, and, Cal caught a great play. We motioned to a bunch, and anytime you have motion when it's zero, it's tough on the DBs, and I think they kind of just got, mixed in the motion and kind of let me free, and Brian did an incredible job of reading it, and, that's something that, me and Coach Mike McDaniel talked about all week. It was just a great play call, and, we were able to execute it.
So you're out there running free. You see the balls coming to you. You start to maybe stumble a little bit out there. What was going through your mind while that ball was in the air?
It just felt like it took forever, man. And, my mindset was, touchdown is nice. Let's just secure the catch and make sure we can get out here for a field goal to win the game.
Were you two in the moment, or could you hear the crowd erupt when you made that catch?
I was kind of in the moment, but, it's a little bit of both. I was kind of, hyped about it as well, and like I said, I thank God for the opportunity to be out here for these Browns fans. They deserve it. Like I said, it's a blessing to be here and be able to play for them.
What was it like, your first game in the dog pound? You come away with a win. What was the atmosphere like today?
Incredible, man. The crowd did an incredible job. Like I said, I never would have thought in a million years I'd be at this point. Like I said, I thank God, and hopefully there's many more to come.
You get the ball on the four. You know you need to get down there and get in the field goal range. What was going on in the huddle? What was being said?
There wasn't much being said, man. Guys encouraging each other, and we understood it was a play at a time. So when things went bad or, a play didn't work, I don't think anybody, got up in arms or was, pressing or anything. We just, one play at a time, all the way down the field. And Brian, so poised, man. He just did an incredible job running the offense.
You guys showed heart and resilience in week one. You showed it again here today. What does it mean, though, for this team to be able to actually get over the hump, win a close game at the wire?
Awesome, man. I think those kind of things are practiced. I think going forward, when we're in that situation again, we'll know that we'll be able to win the game because we've been in those situations before. And, I think that's the biggest thing for us.
Hawk, congratulations. Great game. Great win for the Browns. Michael, back to you.
Everybody's going to remember the big, big catch as he got behind coverage on that final drive. Andrew Hawkins and Brian Hoyer, do you see a strong rapport developing between those two, Jerod?
Yeah, you certainly see the chemistry. And what impresses you that Andrew Hawkins is a diminutive wide receiver. But guess what? He played big today. Brian Hoyer located him in a key clutch play at the end of the game. And you have to be impressed with the sense of chemistry and timing that they're developing already, Michael.
Loved it. Tell you what will play out when we get back. Nathan Zagura will be rejoined by Tashawn Gibson. You like the pick six guy today?
Yes, I do.
He'll take it to the house for you again when Browns Overtime returns.